Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science and its impact on our lives, its impact on the way we view the universe, the impact on how we conduct our daily affairs, because science, of course, is everywhere. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to raise a question, make a comment or whatever, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. You call that number and you'll get a message, and simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. So once again, the number to call, write this down, is 612-564-8135. Well, before we begin with Q&A, let me say thank you for all the people that picked up a copy of my latest book called Quantum Supremacy. It is now a New York Times bestseller because of you, the listener, that went to the bookstore and picked up a copy of my latest book. So let me explain. Computers have gone through three basic stages in its evolution. The first was called analog computers, where we computed on sticks and stones and levers and gears and pulleys and cranks. You turned the handle and it made a calculation. So that was the first era of computation. Then comes along World War II, and the Germans codify all the secret messages to their far-flung war machine, and the Allies are caught flat-footed. We have to break the code. And so they asked a mathematician, Alan Turing, to lead a group that would break the Enigma German code and change the course of World War II. Historians believe that perhaps by breaking the Nazi code, he shortened the length of World War II by maybe 2 years. So the war ended in 1945, not 1947. Thousands of lives were saved as a consequence. And how did he do it? Well, first of all, he codified all the talk about computing machines, and he listed a set of rules. He said, these are digital binary rules. A computer can compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones on computer tape. There's a processor that changes 0 to 1 or 1 to 0, thereby making a computation. So he rigorized the whole area of analog computers, and he introduced digital computers as a consequence. So computers were now precise. You could calculate exactly how they would perform in a situation like this. And the work of Alan Turing changed the course of World War II by breaking the Nazi code. We could read Hitler's dispatches as he was making them. But, as I mentioned last week, it's a sad story. After the war took place, after the war ended, he was not heralded as a hero because his name was basically unknown after World War II. It was kept secret. But then one day, somebody burglarized his home. The police came and found out he was gay. He was sentenced, and he was forced to take hormones, sex hormones, which made him grow breasts, and plunged him into deep depression until he committed suicide. And as we mentioned last week, Some historians believe that the symbol of Apple computers is an apple with a bite taken out, and that's exactly what Alan Turing did. He took an apple, laced it with cyanide poison, bit the apple, and died. But he initiated the second stage of computation, which we're in right now, and that is digital technology rather than analog technology of turning the crank, moving sticks and stones to do a calculation. No, it was all electric now, all done with transistors that could either be open or closed, meaning that you can compute on zeros and ones. Now comes the third era of computation, quantum computers, which is a subject of my book, Quantum Supremacy. Quantum supremacy means that the time is going to come when a quantum computer can beat the world's fastest supercomputer. Now, for a specific task that has already been achieved, just 2 years ago, the Chinese and Google were able to build quantum computers that basically compute on atoms, in order to do calculations that rival that of a digital computer millions of times faster than what a digital computer can do. This is amazing. Now, it may take another 10 years, who knows for sure, when quantum computers can compete with digital computers on any task, beating regular computers by a factor of millions. We're not there yet, but for specific tasks, quantum computers exist, and they've been shown to be faster, more powerful, by a factor of millions on certain well-defined problems. And so that's what the fuss is all about. Now, you've also been hearing about chatbots. So let me explain the difference between a chatbot and a quantum computer. Chatbots have been getting a lot of news recently because journalists' jobs are at stake, and journalists, of course, write about journalism. So a chatbot, what is it? It's basically a tape recorder. A tape recorder that takes not just digits, but essays. Takes a collection of essays off the internet that somebody else wrote, cobbles them together, splices them together, and passes it off as its own. So it's amazing. When you talk to a chatbot, you type in a question, and out pops out an answer, as if it was sentient, as if it was conscious. But what are you talking to? You're talking to a tape recorder, a sophisticated tape recorder that takes essays that are already on the internet and answers them, because the answers, too, are on the internet. So, in other words, it's a sleight of hand. Is it conscious? No. Does it always tell the truth? No. Can it lie? Yes. Because it could take essays off the internet, which are proven to be incorrect, and passes it off as if it were correct. The chatbot is, first of all, it's a godsend for journalists. It increases your productivity. It increases your efficiency. It speeds up the whole cycle of writing articles. And as a consequence, people think it's thinking, that it's alive, that it's conscious, because there you are typing away, and it answers you. It answers you as if it were conscious. Now, is it conscious? No. You're talking to a sophisticated tape recorder that answers questions as if it were conscious and as if it were alive. But it is not conscious, it is not alive, it is sentient, at least for now. So what are the pluses and minuses of chatbots and quantum computers? Well, first of all, the benefits of this technology are enormous. Productivity, efficiency, cost, speed, all of that is going to be accelerated when we have chatbots. And of course, my students love chatbots, because if I give them an essay, write an essay about black holes, they'll simply talk to a chatbot and there's the essay. So what do? I ask the chatbot to see whether or not a previous essay was copied from somebody else. So in other words, let fire catch fire. Let a chatbot determine whether somebody else is using a chatbot to write a college essay. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, thank you so much for those people that picked up a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when a new type of computer can outrace any known digital computer. These are quantum computers. They compute on atoms, not transistors. And as a consequence, they could be literally millions of times faster than a regular digital computer. So what's the difference now between chatbots and quantum computers? Chatbots are basically software. We're talking about lines of code in order to take statements written by some author, splice them together with other essays written by other authors to write a cogent essay that you can then publish. These are chatbots. They're not sentient. They're basically advanced tape recorders. They're basically software. They in turn have a limiting factor, and that is they don't change the number of transistors inside the system. No, it's a software program, not a hardware program based on transistors. Now, on the other hand, quantum computers are hardware. We're talking about being able to do tremendous calculations because of the vast number of qubits that exist inside the quantum computer. Not a bit. A bit is zeros and one, zeros and one. That's a bit. A qubit is a quantum bit, any number between zero and one. Now, how many numbers are there between zero and one? An infinite number of them. So how much more powerful is a quantum computer over a digital computer? In principle, infinite. Because that's the language of Mother Nature. Mother Nature, in some sense, is a vast computer making computations on molecules. But does Mother Nature use zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones? No, that's artificial. As far as we know, in the galaxy, we're the only ones that use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature does not. Mother Nature uses quantum waves, waves of electrons and atoms. That's how Mother Nature computes. That's why Mother Nature is infinitely more powerful than our most advanced computer. Think of photosynthesis. Think of all the chemical reactions in your body. Think of how antibodies can kill germs. These all take place at the molecular level. And that's where we are blind, because we can only calculate digitally with zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's why we don't have a cure for cancer. That's why we don't have the cure for Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. That's why we have problems with energy. All the problems that we have, in some sense, Mother Nature already solved, because Mother Nature works with molecules. And that's exactly what quantum computers are all about. They compute on molecules. For example, take a look at energy. Yes, energy is a problem, but one of the solutions to the problem could be fusion power, which is what Mother Nature uses to light up the stars. But fusion reactors tend to be unstable. And as a consequence, we need quantum computers to compensate for the instability of the hydrogen vacuum inside a fusion machine. So in other words, quantum computers may eventually give us fusion power to replace fossil fuels. And speaking about chatbots, what's the solution if a chatbot starts to spit out nonsense? Since chatbots only take what is already on the internet, repackages it, and then passes it off as if it wrote it, what happens if it takes the musings of teenage boys and passes them off as if they were the author of the article? It could cause chaos. Then think about that. Lies and untruth and racism and all sorts of nonsense spewing out of the rantings of some teenage boy could be passed off as if it were true. Because these computers, chatbots, do not know the difference between right and wrong, between truth and falsehood. That's where quantum computers can come in. Quantum computers can become a fact checker to check the facts of an essay to make sure that nonsense is not spewed out all over the internet. And just remember that I prefer self-regulation rather than the heavy hand of bureaucracy to govern this process. You're not allowed to yell fire in the middle of a crowded theater. There are limits to free speech. And so there should be limits to computation as well. Any technology at some point or other has to be regulated to make sure they don't become harmful. Same thing with chatbots. And fact-checking, I think it should be self-regulated. I think that computer companies by themselves should police themselves rather than having some heavy-handed bureaucrat dictate from above what should be done and what should not be done. So fact-checking and self-regulation, I think, are the keys to making sure that chatbots don't spew out nonsense and we maximize efficiency and productivity of these chatbots. And we mentioned medicine. Medicine is all done at the molecular level. Cancer Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Why don't we have cure for these things? Because we get wonder drugs by hit or miss. It's pure luck most of the time when we're able to find a wonder drug that can kill germs. That's not systematic because we don't know what's happening at the molecular level. That's where quantum computers come in. Quantum computers live on the molecular scale. That's what they do. That's why we create them. And they in turn might be able to cure cancer. For example, already it's been possible to take blood from your body, analyze the blood for 50 different types of cancer. This is amazing. Think about that. No biopsies, no waiting for a tumor to form, no waiting for the telltale symptoms of cancer to show up. No, a simple blood test is now available, commercially available, approved by the FDA, that can detect 50, get this, 50 different types of cancer. Eventually, perhaps hundreds, thousands of different kinds of cancers will be detected in a simple blood test. And beyond that, I personally think that your toilet will one day become intelligent, and every time you use a toilet, we'll check to see whether or not you have cancer growing in your body years, maybe decades before cancer actually arrives. So what I'm saying is that because of quantum computers, perhaps tumors, the word tumor will disappear from the English language. We won't say that anymore because it'll be banished because we have an early warning system in your bathroom because your bathroom fluids are sent to a quantum computer and immediately it can detect whether or not there's cancer growing in your body. Other people say something simpler, that if quantum computers are so great, then why can't it eliminate poverty and solve the food crisis? Population keeps on expanding. Food supply doesn't keep up. What that means is starvation. It means poor people will starve. Well, smarty pants, how will quantum computers solve that problem? Well, easy. It turns out that we need a second green revolution. The first green revolution took place during, before World War I actually, and it created synthetic fertilizer by taking nitrogen from the air and creating ammonia as a consequence, the basic ingredient of fertilizers. And that process is time consuming, expensive, polluting, but it's all we have. Quantum computers would allow us to create new types of fertilizer by taking nitrogen from the air, fixing it to create ammonia and a new generation of fertilizers. So in other words, yeah, quantum computers can actually feed the world. Population is not going down. Population keeps rising. As a consequence, we need a second green revolution. And that's what this thing promises. Now, let me answer another question I get. Some people ask me a question, well, you're a physicist. How come you got interested in this whole process of quantum computation? Well, the answer is very simple. We physicists have a theory of the proton. Three quarks make up a proton, and that theory works very well. But we use computers to solve that problem. To solve the problem of the universe would require a quantum computer. And that's how I got interested in quantum computation. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Write that number down, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard across the country on 100 radio stations and the Internet. Give us a call, and you can be on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The NYPD says there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guiding to one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages, no alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Officers are also preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war. Eight people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive wave hit a beach in California. Happened Thursday as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off of the beach. And the Powerball jackpot reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Saturday night's drawing is estimated to be worth $760 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
Pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open now, so you can give us a call. And once again, my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers that compute on atoms, not transistors. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt unless they catch up to scientists around the world working to create quantum computers. Right now, to be honest, right now the two groups that are ahead in terms of building a quantum computer, first are the Chinese. They use light beams on which to make quantum calculations. And then we have the United States, where we have Google and IBM and Microsoft and Honeywell. All the big boys are also involved with this race. This race to dominate the world economy, because after all, the world economy is based on computers these days. And so find out more about this race by getting a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. Okay, well, now what I'd like to do is take a few listener phone calls. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Yes, David, WTCM, Central Lake. My question is that you keep referring to the string theory is reading the mind of God. But my question is that how do you know that even if you prove string theory, how do you know that there aren't smaller and smaller things? Eventually, we thought of atoms as the be-all and end-all. Then we have protons and neutrons. But how do you know that there aren't an infinite amount of smaller and smaller things? And why is this the mind of God if you prove the string theory? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very profound question, which is actually perplexing people who work on string theory. And that is, does it end there? Is that the final theory? Or perhaps there's another layer beneath that. In other words, your idea is called the onion theory. If I slice an onion, I get layer upon layer upon layer. And then the question is, does it stop? Does the onion have a finite number of layers, or does it keep on going forever? Well, the short answer is we don't know. But we think that at the ultimate level of smallness, the mathematics should be consistent. That's the minimum criterion. So far, the only theory that has a mathematically consistent theory of these small distances is string theory. It turns out that gravity and the quantum theory have to be combined to create the theory of everything. Gravity, of course, governs things that are very big, like stars and galaxies and the expanding universe. The quantum theory governs things that are very tiny, like atoms and neutrons and protons. The two theories don't like each other. You try to combine the quantum theory with relativity, that is general relativity, and you get nonsense. You get infinities. Things blows up in your face. And so we think that self-consistency is the criterion for the ultimate theory. And this is why Einstein called it, quote, reading the mind of God. Do we have it yet? Well, let's hope the string theory is the candidate that'll do it. In fact, it is the only candidate. All other pretenders to the crown have been shown to be inconsistent. Is it correct? We don't know. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. And you can get on the air if you call 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number, if you want to get on air and ask a question or make a comment, is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call later to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been puzzling you, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
This is Paul, KIBX, Fairbanks, Alaska. My question is, in classic science fiction, humans of the future evolve a large brain and an atrophied body. I think because of AI, people's brains and bodies will both be atrophied. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because if you read the comic books, sometimes the bad guys are brainiacs, and they're nothing but a gigantic brain submerged in a liquid, and they say that's the future of humanity. The body gets smaller and smaller and shriveled. The brain gets bigger and bigger and bigger until we just become a brain. And the body is mechanical, and the brain controls this mechanical robot. Well, take a look at evolution now. Why did we have a big brain? We got a big brain to compensate for the fact that we do not have big fangs, we do not have big claws, we don't run very fast, we're not powerful. So how do we survive? We survive by our wits. That's why the brain got bigger, because we don't have big claws, we don't fly, we don't have thick skins, and we don't have many of the defense mechanisms that other animals have. The only thing going for us is a big brain. But does it necessarily always get bigger? Not necessarily. Look at the Neanderthal. The Neanderthal had a bigger brain than us. I repeat, the Neanderthals, which many people equate with being, quote, stupid, unquote, the Neanderthals had a bigger brain than Homo sapiens. But we outwitted them. So brain size alone is not the only indicator. The porpoise, for example, has a bigger brain than us. There are animals with bigger brains than humans. And so it's not clear which way evolution is going to go, but the evolutionary pressure placed on us to have bigger brains is lessened because now we control our food supply. We have weapons to protect us. We don't need big claws. We don't have to fly. We don't need to have big fangs. So there's no evolutionary pressure placed on us to have big brains or small brains. And so which way will it go? Well, we don't know. But it won't necessarily go to smaller brains or bigger brains for that reason. Brains evolve because of evolutionary pressures, and right now there are no evolutionary pressures placed on us. For example, bottlenecks. Australia is an example of a bottleneck, and that's why Australia has animals that are quite different from animals in other continents, because different evolutionary pressures were placed on those animals. In certain islands, for example, things got miniaturized. Humans got miniaturized, in fact. Elephants miniaturized because in a small environment like an island, it's difficult to hunt, it's difficult to get food, so what do? You shrink. And so it all depends on evolutionary pressure. But are there more evolutionary choke points like Australia? No. So are we evolving? Some people say no. Maybe what you see is what you get. Well, time will tell. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Otis Harvey. I live in Daniels, West Virginia. And I have a question on lithium batteries. Here, a couple of years ago, they done a study on them. They were doing damage to the people. Now they're wanting to put them in electric vehicles and enclose you in approximately about 5,000 of those batteries. Give us a rundown on the safety of the lithium battery while you're driving. Thank you.
So I think what you're asking is that how safe are the lithium batteries? Well, yeah, there's a problem there. They do ignite, and some people say we have to have an extra layer of protection because they will catch on fire. So even though lithium batteries are a wonder device, even though we find them almost everywhere now, yeah, that is a problem that we have to monitor very carefully, the fact that they will, under certain circumstances, ignite. Okay, well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here is your chance to get on the air. You can get on 100 radio stations and the internet by giving us a call and saying that, yes, the number to call is 612-564-8135, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. And remember that on Science Fantastic, we want to give you the information that will tell you about what the future might look like. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Larry Chan, listening on GCN in Manhattan. I'm on Chapter 2 of your book, Quantum Supremacy. I have a question about D-brains and P-brains. Can quantum computers calculate the shapes of hyperspace and cosmic topology? Is it possible to have a brain that's shaped like a Mobius strip, or a brain that's shaped like a Klein bottle? I would call these entities K-brains, or kaleidoscopic brains. But do these entities really exist? Or what would a universe shaped like a Mobius strip be like?
Okay, well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of mathematics. So let me sort of explain how that works. String theory says that the universe is not just three-dimensional. We think that the world is three-dimensional with length, width, and height. Three numbers determine where you are in the universe, length, width, and height. However, along comes Einstein and says, no, 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 you need a fourth number, and that is time. You have to give the time at which you make the measurement. Well, now comes string theory and says that there's not enough room in four dimensions to pack all the forces of the universe. There are too many forces. We need more room in which to expand all the forces of the universe, the nuclear force, the weak, the strong force. In 10 and 11 dimensions, we have enough room to do that. And what do we find in 10 and 11 dimensions? In 10 dimensions, we find strings, vibrating strings that give us the proton, the neutron. Why do we have so many darn particles that you have to memorize to get a PhD? Well, it's because of the fact that we have enough dimensions to fill up. Now, once you go to 11 dimensions, however, something magical happens, and all the string theories collapse into one theory called M theory, and M stands for membrane. So we now realize that in addition to strings, there are vibrating membranes in string theory. This is called M theory. And as a consequence, it means that we have to think about what kinds of membranes might exist. So you mentioned Mobius strips, Klein bottles, so let me explain what they're all about. If I take a strip of paper and I fold it on itself, I get a ring. Okay, you got that? Take a long strip of paper, cut it, and then scotch tape the two ends together, and what do you get? You get a ring of some sort. Now, let's make a twist. Before you scotch tape the two ends together, twist it once, and then scotch tape it together. And then what do you get? You get a Mobius strip. So a Mobius strip is an object that does not have two sides. Usually you think of paper having two sides, the front side and the back side, up, down. But if you twist the sheet of paper and then fold it together, then you get a Mobius strip. It's a one-sided object. Now you can do that with a Klein bottle. You can do that with a bottle as well. Let's say I take a bottle and I take the two ends. Let's say I take a tube. Okay, a tube. If I take a long tube and join the two ends together, what do I get? I get a donut. You got that? So a long tube whose ends are then joined together gives you a donut. Now, before you combine the two ends, twist it. If you then take a tube, twist the end, and then combine the two ends, what do I get? I get a Klein bottle. And then the question is, are these suitable universes by which you can then make computations? Well, believe it or not, we physicists try to catalog all these different possible universes, including Klein bottles, including Mobius strips, including all the different kinds of objects that Mother Nature has created in the world of pure mathematics. And we think that each one could be a universe. This gets us into a multiverse of different types of universes. Why should our universe be the only one? In other words, if the Big Bang took place in 11 dimensions, and as it expanded, it curled up. There are many ways to curl up, and that clutters the field for possible universes, but hey, that's the theory. And so, in other words, string theory gives you a multiverse of universes. And so some people say, well, of what use is a multiverse? We think that string theory gives you not one universe, but a multiverse of universes. Now, some people think that's a defect in string theory, that instead of giving you one universe, aha, this is our universe, here it is, folks, a unique prescription for our universe. String theory gives you millions of possible universes, because there are millions of ways in which you can chop up an 11-dimensional membrane and compactify it, as we call it, down to four dimensions or three dimensions. So, why did Mother Nature select out this universe? Well, we don't know, okay? This is called the landscape problem. I have a landscape of possible universes. Only one of them fits the universe that we see around you. That in itself is a miracle. If we had just given you string theory and told you that it can give you our universe, that would be incredible. But the problem is, it gives you not just our universe, but it gives you all these other possible universe, Mobius strips, Klein bottles as well. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is, if you ever find out why our universe is special among this landscape of universes, you should tell me first. Tell me first, we'll publish together, and we'll win the Nobel Prize together, you and me. Okay, well, that's Science Fantastic for today. Once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the time when a quantum computer will beat any known digital computer. That's the next revolution in computation. Get a copy. It's now a New York Times bestseller.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.